Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Dane's Delight. I'm your host, Yeti the Great Dane, professional couch flattener, and the only podcast host in this zip code who can see what's on top of the refrigerator without trying. Today, we need to have a very serious, very important conversation. Today's episode is brought to you by the Sunbeam in the living room. It's warm, it's free. I was in it 20 minutes ago, and I intend to return to it the moment we're done here. The Sunbeam, it doesn't scream at you. We'll get to why that's relevant in a moment. That sound, my friends, is that unholy, high-pitched assault on the peace, and it is Cliff, the neighbor's rooster, my arch-nemesis. 3 pounds of pure, unhinged audacity wrapped in feathers and a tiny red mohawk. Now, I am a Great Dane. I want to set the scene properly here. I am 34 inches at the shoulder. I weigh as much as a Vespa. I descend from hunters. When I walk into a room, people move their drinks. I once made a UPS driver visibly reconsider his career just by standing near the porch. And every single morning at 5 a.m. sharp, this absolute goblin of a bird decides he is the CEO of the neighborhood. The audacity. The unmitigated, feathered audacity. The problem with Cliff. Now look, I want everyone to know, and I am a live and let live kind of guy. You want to eat a bug off the ground? Valid. You want to flap your wings aggressively at a dandelion? Go off, King. I support your journey. But the screaming, Cliff. The daily 45-minute screaming at the sun. I went out to the fence yesterday to have a professional peer-to-peer consultation. I walked up slowly. Dignified. I looked down, and I mean way down, and I deployed the big dog stare. The look. The one that says, I am large and I contain multitudes, and you should perhaps reconsider whatever it is you're doing. Do you know what Cliff did? He pecked at his own foot. Then he looked back up at me like I was the weirdo for standing in my own yard. The distant thud of a large dog settling into a beanbag chair. No notes. He had absolutely no notes. I gave him my best material, and he audited his foot. And then there was Linda now. Before I get to the stats, and we are getting to the stats, I need to tell you about a new development. There is a cat. She appeared on top of the fence last Tuesday. Just materialized, the way cats do. Like they've always been there, and you're the one who's new. She's gray. She has one ear that goes sideways. She looks like she has seen things. Difficult things. Things she has chosen not to discuss. I have decided to call her Linda. Linda does not live anywhere, as far as I can tell. Linda simply exists on fences, judging the proceedings. And last Tuesday morning, when Cliff started his 5 a.m. announcement, Linda showed up on the fence right above him and just looked down at him. Not with alarm, not with fear, with disappointment. The specific kind of disappointment that says, I have been alive on these streets for a long time, and I have never once done anything this embarrassing. Cliff, to his credit, did not notice. Cliff noticed nothing. Cliff kept screaming at the sun. Linda looked at me. I looked at Linda. We shared a moment. It was the first time I have felt truly understood since this whole situation began. I don't even like cats. I want to be clear about that. But Linda and I have what I would describe as a mutual understanding based on shared suffering. We are both trapped in Cliff's orbit, and neither of us consented to it. Linda shows up most mornings now. She sits on the fence. She watches Cliff. She says nothing. She is everything I aspire to be. Yeti's Stats of the Week, the Spoken Word Edition. And now, listeners, it is time for Dane's Delight's favorite segment, Yeti's Stats of the Week. Let's start with height. I am 34 inches at the shoulder. 34 inches. That is almost 3 feet of pure, regal Great Dane. Cliff stands at approximately 12 inches. 12 inches of ego in a 12-inch body. He is, and I want to be precise here, a decorative item by comparison. Linda, from her position on top of the fence, looks down on all of us. I respect this about her. Moving on to weight. I weigh as much as a Vespa. Cliff weighs roughly as much as a bag of coffee. A small bag. The kind you buy at an airport when you're already in a bad mood. That is his energy. Airport coffee energy. Linda looks like she weighs exactly as much as she wants to, and that number is nobody's business. Now, sound. When I vocalize, it is a floor-shaking, chest-rattling, majestic woof that lets the entire neighborhood know something of consequence is happening. It is an announcement. It is an event. Cliff sounds like a tea kettle having a midlife crisis every morning. For 45 minutes, at 5 a.m., Linda is silent, completely, eerily silent. She has never once made a sound in my presence. I find this both unsettling and deeply admirable. Linda has nothing to prove. Linda has already proved it. Morning routine. Mine, I dream about bacon until approximately 10 a.m. Cliff screams until the sun acknowledges him, which, as we have established, the sun does not do, because the sun does not negotiate with birds. Linda's morning routine appears to be: appear on fence, observe Cliff, feel nothing, leave. I have tried to replicate this level of emotional detachment. I am not there yet. I'm working on it. And finally, legs. Mine are long, graceful, occasionally clumsy, in a way I choose to call endearing. Cliff's are skinny little toothpicks attached to a bad attitude. Linda's are tucked neatly underneath her, because Linda is sitting on a fence above all of this, and her legs are therefore irrelevant. That is the data. I rest my case. Here is what really gets me. My humans, my own people, think Cliff is charming. They stand at the window and go, "Oh, Yeti, listen, it's just the sounds of the country." First of all, Karen, we live in a suburb. There is a Starbucks 3 minutes from this house, a Starbucks and a Chipotle. This is not the frontier. We have a Ring doorbell and a Roomba. We are not pioneers. Second of all, if I barked at the sun for 45 consecutive minutes, I would immediately be described as the loud dog, or anxious, or in need of enrichment activities. Dad would Google, "Why is my dog yelling?" Mom would call the vet. But Cliff does it, and suddenly he's an organic alarm clock. An organic alarm clock. Mom also saw Linda on the fence this morning and said, "Oh, how sweet, a little stray." And put a bowl of tuna out by the back gate. Linda ate it without making eye contact with anyone. I have never related to another living creature more in my entire life. I want a formal apology from the entire concept of double standards. A theory. Here's what I think is happening. I think Cliff genuinely believes he is responsible for the sun. He screams, the sun comes up, and in his tiny bird brain, those two events are connected. He thinks he is doing something. He thinks he is essential. Cliff, buddy, the sun was going to rise regardless of your input. It has been doing this for approximately 4 billion years. It did not need a hype man. It was not waiting on you. Linda knows this. Linda has always known this. Linda sits on that fence every morning with the energy of someone who has heard this speech before and is too tired to intervene. I have been coming outside and just standing at the fence, watching Cliff, not barking. Just making sustained eye contact, like a disappointed professor. Last Thursday, Cliff screamed directly at me for 4 minutes. Linda watched the whole thing from the fence. I went inside and had breakfast. I want everyone to know that was a strategic retreat. That was diplomacy. Whatever happens next is on Cliff. Nothing's gonna happen next. I'm a lover. I just want credit for the restraint. Linda, I believe, would agree. Linda seems like she appreciates restraint. In conclusion, and I say this with the full weight of 140 pounds of dog behind it, Cliff, if you are somehow listening to this podcast, and honestly, given the confidence you have, I would not be surprised if you have your own show, The Sun Knows It's Morning. The neighborhood knows it's morning. I have personally known it's morning since you told me at 5 o'clock a.m. Your job here is done. You can clock out. The rest of us would like to sleep until at least 7:30. My DMs are open if you want to negotiate. I believe in dialogue. I am also not thinking about rotisserie chicken, but that is neither here nor there, and I said what I said. And Linda, if you're out there sitting on a fence somewhere, eating tuna out of a bowl without making eye contact. Thank you. Thank you for witnessing this. You didn't have to show up every morning, but you did. And it means more than you know. Thanks for tuning in to Dane's Delight. I'm going to go attempt to fit 140 pounds of Great Dane onto a 30-inch dog bed now. It's a geometry problem I revisit daily. I remain optimistic. Stay big. Stay drooly. Watch out for the feathered alarm clocks. And remember, the sun rises for all of us, except Cliff. Cliff thinks it rises because of him. It does not. Probably. Linda knows.